The alphabet. Alpha, beta, gamma, delta, epsilon, zeta, eta, theta, iota, kappa, lambda, mu, nu, xi, omicron, p, rho, sigma, tau, upsilon, phi, chi, psi, omega. The alphabet. Alpha, beta, gamma, delta, epsilon, zeta, eta, theta, iota, kappa, lambda, mu, nu, xi, omicron, p, rho, sigma, tau, upsilon, phi, chi, psi, omega. The alphabet. Alpha, beta, gamma, delta, epsilon, zeta, eta, theta, iota, kappa, lambda, mu, nu, xi, omicron, p, rho, sigma, tau, upsilon, phi, chi, psi, omega. This is the present active indicative verb chant, the extended form, with explanations. Luo, first person, I loose. Luace, second person, you singular, loose. Lue, third person singular, he, she, it looses. Luomen, first person plural, we loose. Luete, second person plural, you all loose. Luusi, third person plural, they loose. Now, let's just say the chant by itself, without the explanations. Luo, lueis, lue, luomen, luete, luusi. Once again. Luo, lueis, lue, luomen, luete, luusi. Once again. Luo, lueis, lue, luomen, luete, luusi. This is chant number 2, the 212 nouns, with explanation. Logos. Nominative singular when it's the subject of the sentence. Logu. Genitive singular of a word. Logo. Dative singular, 2x4 at with a word. Logon. Word as the object of the sentence. Logoi, nominative plural, words as the subject of the sentence. Logon, genitive plural, of words. Logois, the dative plural, could be either 2x4 at with words. And finally, logus, the accusative plural, words, when it's used as the object of the sentence. Now the first declension noun, graphe, which is a feminine form. Graphe, nominative singular, when it's used as the subject of the sentence. Graphes, the genitive singular, of a writing. Graphe, the dative singular, 2x4 at with a writing. Graphein, accusative singular, writing when it's the object of the sentence. Graphi, nominative plural, feminine, when it's the subject of the sentence. Graphon, genitive plural, of writings. Graphice, dative plural, can be either 2x4 at with writings. And graphos, the accusative plural, when it's used as the object of the sentence, writings. Now back to the second declension, neuters. Hieron is the nominative singular when it's used as the subject of the sentence, temple. Hieru, genitive singular, of a temple. Hiero, the dative singular, could be either 2x4 at with a temple. Hieron, the accusative singular, when it's used as the object of the sentence. Hiera, the nominative singular, when it's used as the subject of the sentence, temples. Hieron, genitive plural, of temples. Hierois, 2x4 add with temples, the dative plural. Hiera, accusative plural, temples as the object of the sentence. And now we'll say them three times, the chant without explanation, just the straight chant. Logos, logu, logo, logon, logoi, logon, logois, logus. Graphe, graphes, graphe, graphane, graphi, graphone, graphice, graphas. Hieron, hieru, hiero, hieron, hiera, hieron, hierois, hiera. Once again, logos, logu, logo, logon, logoi, logon, logois, logus. Graphe, graphes, graphe, graphane, graphi, graphone, graphice, graphas. Hieron, hieru, hiero, hieron, hiera, hieron, hierois, hiera. And now a third time. Logos, logu, logo, logon, logoi, logon, logois, logus. Graphe, graphes, graphe, graphane, graphi, graphone, graphice, graphas. Hieron, hieru, hiero, hieron, hiera, hieron, hierois, hiera. Chant number 3, 11 prepositional moves. The first preposition, you pat yourself on the head. Epi means on. Then you draw a circle with your index finger around your face. That's peri. It means around. Pros, you take your left hand and come at your body with your index finger pointing out, is to, means to. Pros. Ace means into, and so you take your index finger into where your body is. Ace is into. Then dia means through, and so you take your hand from the lower left up to the upper right and go through your body with your finger. That's dia, through. N is in, and so you kind of hold your hand below and above in your chest, and basically that's in, N. Ek means out of, and so you take your finger and you go out of. Now with your right hand going out of from the inside, ek, out of. Apo means from, and so you move your hand again further out with the apo meaning from. Kata, you push your hand downward motion, and that means against. Then you lift your arm up like you're putting it around a buddy, and that's sun, means with. And then you take your, that's your right hand, and then you put your other arm up in the air around like the shoulder of a person on your left side, and that's mata, and that means with. So the prepositional moves are, and the goes as the following, and you should actually do these as motions, epi, peri, pros, ace, dia, en, ek, apo, kata, sun, mata. And one more time. Epi, peri, pros, ace, dia, en, ek, apo, kata, sun, mata. And a final time. Epi, peri, pros, ace, dia, en, ek, apo, kata, sun, mata. Fourth chant, present active indicative of the ami or is verb. Ami, first person, I am. A, second person, singular, you are. Estin, third person singular, he, she, it is. First person plural, es men, we are. Este, second person plural, you are or y'all are. Acin, third person plural, they are. And now we'll just say the chant through three times without explanation, just the chant. Ami, a, estin, esmen, este, acin. Once again. Ami, a, estin, esmen, este, acin. And now a third time. Ami, a, estin, esmen, este, acin. Chant number 5, personal pronouns. First person singular. Ego. Nominative singular, when it's the subject of the sentence. I. Mu. First person singular, genitive. My. Moi. First person singular dative, can be either to, by, for, at, or with, me. And me, first person singular, accusative, me, when it's the object of the sentence. Second person singular, su, nominative singular, when it's the subject of the sentence, you. Su, genitive singular, your. Soy, either to, by, for, at, or with, you, in the dative case. Se, accusative singular, you, when it's the object of the sentence. First person plural, hemes. First person nominative plural, we, when it's used as the subject of the sentence. Humon, genitive singular, our. Hemin, dative plural, either to, by, for, at, or with, us. Accusative plural, hemas, us, when it's the object of the sentence. Autos, third person singular, nominative, he. Aute, third person singular, feminine, she. And auto, third person singular, it, nominative form. And now just the chant itself. Ego mumoime, su susoisa, hemes, hemon, hemin, hemas. Autos, aute, auto. Once again. Ego mumoime, su susoisa, hemes, hemon, hemin, hemas. Autos, aute, auto. And a third time. Ego mumoime, su susoisa, hemes, hemon, hemin, hemas. Autos, aute, auto. Chant number 6, present, middle, passive, indicative of luo. Luo mai, I am loosed. The middle, I loose for myself, or can be taken as a passive, I am loosed. A, you loose for yourself, you are loosed. Etai, he, she, it looses for themselves, or he, she, it is loosed. Ometha is the ending for the first person plural. We loose for ourselves, or as a passive, we are loosed. Estha is the ending for the middle. You all loose for yourselves, or in the passive form, you are loosed. And ontai is the third person plural. In the middle form would be they loose for themselves, or in the passive form, they are loosed. And now, just the chant by itself. Chant number 6, present, middle, passive, indicative of luo. Luo mai, a, etai, ometha, estha, ontai. Once again. Luo mai, a, etai, ometha, estha, ontai. And a third time. Luo mai, a, etai, ometha, estha, ontai. Chant number 7, the future active indicative verb. First person, looso, I will loose. Looses, second person singular, you will loose. Luce, third person singular, he, she, it will loose. Lusomen, first person plural, we will loose. Lucete, second person plural, you or y'all will loose. And lususi, third person plural, they will loose. And now, just the chant by itself. Luso, luseis, luse, lusomen, lucete, lususi. And once again, luso, luseis, luce, lusomen, lucete, lususi. And a third time, luso, luseis, luce, lusomen, lucete, lususi. Chant number 8, the future middle indicative verb. First person singular and root form, lusomai, I will loose for myself. The ending for the second person singular, a, you will loose for yourself. Etai is the third person singular ending, meaning he, she, it will loose for herself, himself, or itself. The first person plural ending, ometha, meaning we will loose for ourselves. Estha, the second person plural, you or y'all will loose for yourselves. And third person plural, ontai ending, meaning they will loose for themselves. And now, just the chant by itself three times is as follows. Lusomai, a etai, ometha estha ontai. And once again, lusomai, a etai, ometha estha ontai. And finally, a third time, lusomai, a etai, ometha estha ontai. And now, chant number 9. First person singular, eluon, I was loosing. Then repeat again the first person singular ending, en, I was loosing. The second person singular ending, s, you were loosing. And the third person singular ending, e, he, she, it was loosing. Then over to the first person plural ending, men, we were loosing. Then the second person plural ending, te, you or you all were loosing. And then the third person plural ending, en, and that is they were loosing. And now just repeating the chant by itself three times. Eluon, NSA, Menta N. And once again, Eluon, NSA, Menta N. And finally, a third time, Eluon, NSA, Menta N. Chant number 10, imperfect middle passive indicative verb. Base form, first person singular, eluomein. I was being loosed. Second person singular ending, u. You were being loosed. Third person singular ending, eto. He, she, it was being loosed. First person plural ending, ometha, we were being loosed. Second person plural, estha, you all or you were being loosed. Onto, third person plural, they were being loosed. And now just the chant by itself, three times, eluomein, u eto, ometha, estha, onto. And once again, eluomein, u eto, ometha, estha, onto. And one final time, eluomein, u eto, ometha, estha, onto. Chant number 11, the imperfect active indicative verb of aimi. Aimein, first person singular, I was. Ace, second person singular, you were. Ain, third person singular, he, she, it was. Amen, first person plural, we were. Ate, second person plural, you or you all were. Third person plural, ason, they were. And now just the chant by itself three times. Amen, ace, ain, amen, ata, ason. And once again, amen, ace, ain, amen, ata, ason. And one third and final time, amen, ace, ain, amen, ata, ason. Chant number 12, third declension nouns. First form, charis, nominative singular, means grace, as a subject of the sentence. Charitos is a genitive form, singular, of grace. Chariti is a dative singular, to, by, for, at, or with, grace. Charita is the accusative singular, meaning grace, as the object of the sentence. Charites is the nominative plural, graces, for the subject of the sentence. Chariton is a genitive plural of graces. Charisi is the dative plural, 2x4 at width graces caritas, accusative plural, graces when it's used as the object of the sentence. Now the form onoma. Onoma, the nominative singular when it's the subject of the sentence, meaning name. Onomatos, when it's the genitive singular of a name. Onomati, 2x4 at with a name in the dative singular. Onoma is the accusative singular form, meaning name as the object of the sentence. Onomata is the nominative plural when it's used as the subject of the sentence. Onomaton is genitive plural of names. Onomasi is the dative plural, 2x4 at with names. And then onomata is the accusative plural, meaning names as the object of the sentence. And now the third column is pistis, meaning faith. Pistis, nominative singular, as a subject of the sentence. Pisteos, as the genitive singular of faith. Piste, the dative singular, 2x4 at with, faith. Pistin is the accusative singular when it's used as the object of the sentence, just faith. Pistes means faiths, nominative plural when it's used as the subject of the sentence. Pisteon is of faiths, genitive plural form. Pistesi is the dative plural, 2x4 at or with, faiths. And pistes, the accusative plural, faiths, when it's used as the object of the sentence. And now we'll just chant through the three columns of the third declension nouns. Caris, caritos, cariti, carita, carites, cariton, carisi, caritas. Onoma, onomatos, onomati, onoma, onomato, onomaton, onomasi, onomata. Pistis, pisteos, piste, pistin, pistes, pisteon, pistesi, pistes. Now once again. Caris, caritos, cariti, carita, carites, cariton, carisi, caritas. Onoma, onomatos, onomati, onoma, onomata, onomaton, onomasi, onomata. Pistis, pisteos, piste, pistin, pistes, pisteon, pistesi, pistes. And now a third time. Caris, caritos, cariti, carita, carites, cariton, carisi, caritas. Onoma, onomatos, onomati, onoma, onomata, onomaton, onomasi, onomata. Pistis, pisteos, piste, pistin, pistes, pisteon, pistesi, pistes. Chant number 13 is the second aorist active indicative verb from lambano, to receive or to take. The form is elabon, first person singular, meaning I received. The ending for the first person singular is en. The second person singular, the ending is s, which would be translated you received. The third person singular ending is a, and that would be translated he, she, it received. The first person plural ending is men, and that would be translated we received. The second person plural would be te, and that ending would trigger the second person you or you all received. And then finally, the third person plural ending is en, which then would be translated they received. So the chant by itself would be as follows, and we'll do this three times. Elabon, NSA, Menta-N. And once again, Elabon, NSA, Menta-N. And a third time, Elabon, NSA, Menta-N. This is chant number 14, the second aorist middle indicative verb. Egenomein, first person singular, I became. The oo ending, second person singular, you became. The third person singular ending, eto, meaning he, she, it became. Then over to the first person plural, ometha, meaning we became. The second person plural, esthe, meaning you all became. And then the third person plural, onto, meaning they became. And now, just the chant by itself, second aorist middle indicative, agenomein u eto ometha estha onto. Once again, agenomein u eto ometha estha onto. And a third time, agenomein u eto ometha estha onto. This is chant number 15, the first aorist active indicative verb. Elusa, I loosed. Eh means it's just the sa ending. There's no extra ending on this one for the first person singular. I loosed. S, the second person singular, you loosed. Eh, the ending for the third person singular, he, she, it loosed. The first person plural ending is men. We loosed. Te is the second person plural ending. You all loosed. N is the third person plural ending, meaning they loosed. And now for the chant itself. Elusa, ansa, menta en. And once again, elusa, ansa, menta en. And the final third time, elusa, ansa, menta en. Chant number 16, the first aorist middle indicative verb. Elusamein is I loosed for myself. The O ending is a second person singular, you loosed for yourself. Ato is the ending for the third person singular, he, she, it loosed for himself, herself, or itself. Ametha is used for the first person plural, we loose for ourselves. Astha is used for the second person plural, you or you all loose for yourselves. And anto is used for the third person plural, they loose for themselves. And now just the chant by itself. Elusamein o ato ametha astha anto. And once again, elusamein o ato ametha astha anto. And then a final third time, elusamein o ato ametha astha anto. This is chant number 17, the first aorist passive indicative verb. Eluthein, I was loosed. Then the ending for the first person singular, N, I was loosed. The ending for the second person singular, S, you were loosed. The lack of ending for the third person singular, singular, eh, it's kind of a null form, no ending on it, was he, she, it was loosed. First person plural is the men ending. We were loosed. The te is the second person plural. You or you all were loosed. And the third person plural is san. They were loosed. And now, three times, just the chant by itself. Eluthane, nsan, mentesan. Once again. Eluthane, nsan, mentesan. And a third time, Eluthane, nsan, mentesan. This is chant number 18, the future passive indicative verb. Luthesomai, I will be loosed. The A ending is for the second person singular, you will be loosed. Etai is the third person singular ending for he, she, it will be loosed. Omatha is the first person plural ending, we will be loosed. Estha is the second person plural, you or y'all will be loosed. And the ontai ending is the third person plural, they will be loosed. Now, three times, just the chant by itself. Luthesomai, a etai, omatha estha ontai. Once again, luthesomai, a etai, omatha estha ontai. And one final time, luthesomai, a etai, omatha estha ontai. Chant number 19, the perfect active indicative verb. Leluka, I have loosed. The ending for the first person singular is eh, it's a null form, there's no ending. It's just leluka, I have loosed. S is the singular, second person, you have loosed. Eh is the third person singular ending, he, she, it has loosed. First person plural ending is men, we have loosed. Te is the second person plural ending, you or you all have loosed. And C is the third person plural ending, they have loosed. And now three times just the chant by itself. Leluka, nsa, mentesi. And once again, leluka, nsa, mentesi. And one final third time, leluka, nsa, mentesi. Chant number 20, the perfect middle passive indicative verb. Lelumai, I have been loosed. The second person singular ending is sai, you have been loosed. Tai is the third person singular, he, she, it has been loosed. Metha is the first person plural ending, we have been loosed. Estha is the second person plural ending, you or you all have been loosed. Entai is the third person plural ending, they have been loosed. And now, just a chant three times. Lelumai, sai, tai, metha, essa, antai. Once again, lelumai, sai, tai, metha, essa, antai. And a final third time, lelumai, sai, tai, metha, essa, antai. This is chant number 21, the present active participles. There are three usages of the participle: the adverbial use, while loosing; the substantive or noun type loosing, would be the one loosing; and the adjectival type usage would be the soldier loosing. We will just learn the nominative and genitive. These will go out as a 3-1-3, third declension, first declension feminine, third declension neuter kind of format. We'll just learn the nominative and the genitive, and then just use the third declension endings down on the first one, the masculine, the first declension endings for the second one, and the third declension endings for the neuter on the last one. So here is the chant. The nominative singular masculine is luon. The genitive singular is luontos. The feminine using the first declension endings is luusa. And then the genitive form is luuseis. The neuter uses the third declension endings, and so it is luon. And then the genitive form is luontos. So now just the chant three times. Luon, luontos, luusa, luuseis, luon, luontos. Once again. Luon, luontos, luusa, luuseis, luon, luontos. And a final third time. Luon, luontos, luusa, luuseis, luon, luontos. Chant number 22, the aorist active participles. These participles will have an adverbial use of after loosing, a substantival use, the one loosed, and an adjectival use, the soldier who loosed. We will have, again, a 3-1-3 structure, a third declension for the masculine, a first declension for the feminine, and a third declension endings for the neuter. We will just learn the nominative and genitive, and then just add the endings for the third declension or the first declension or whatever, okay? So the nominative form is lusas. The genitive form for the masculine singular is lusantos. The feminine form, nominative, is lusasa. The feminine form for the genitive singular is lusaseis. The neuter form takes a third declension, and it's lusan for the nominative and lusantos for the genitive. And now, just three times in a row, the chant by itself. Lusas, lusantos, lusasa, lusaseis, lusan, lusantos. And once again, lusas, lusantos, lusasa, lusaseis, lusan, lusantos. And a final third time, lusas, lusantos, lusasa, lusaseis, lusan, lusantos. The first aorist passive participles in the adverbial use is after being loosed. The substantive use is the one being loosed, and the attributive use would be the soldier who was loosed. The forms follow a 3-1-3 pattern, three for the third declension for the masculine, first declension for the feminine, and third declension for the neuter. We will learn the nominative and genitive alone, then the rest of them follow from the third declension, first declension, or third declension forms. So here is the nominative form, luthes, and then the genitive form for the masculine is luthentos. The feminine nominative singular is luthesa. The feminine genitive singular is luthes. And the neuter nominative singular is luthen, and the neuter genitive singular form is luthentos. And now just the chant by itself, luthes, luthentos, luthesa, luthesis, luthen, luthentos. And then once again, Lutheis, Luthentos, Lutheisa, Lutheises, Luthen, Luthentos. And one final third time, Lutheis, Luthentos, Lutheisa, Lutheises, Luthen, Luthentos. The perfect active participle. In the adverbial use, it's after having loosed. In the substantival use, it's the one who has loosed. And as an attribute, it's the soldier who has loosed. Once again, it's a 3-1-3 structure with the masculine being third declension endings, the feminine being the first declension endings, and the neuter being the third declension endings. We will learn just the nominative and genitive, and then the other forms just follow from the third, first, or third declension endings. So the nominative singular for the perfect active participle is leloukos. The genitive singular is leloukotos. The feminine is a first declension perfect active participle is leloukia. The genitive singular is leloukias. And then the neuter goes back to the third declension. Nominative singular is leloukos. And then the genitive singular is leloukotos. So now, just the chant by itself, three times, as follows. Leloukos, leloukotos, leloukia, leloukias, leloukos, leloukotos. Once again, leloukos, leloukotos, leloukia, leloukias, leloukos, leloukotos. And then a third and final time, leloukos, leloukotos, leloukia, leloukias, leloukos, leloukotos. Chant number 24, the infinitive endings, to loose. The present will present the active and middle passive form. The second aorist will have a active, middle, and then a passive form. First aorist, the same thing. The active, the middle, and then the passive ending. For the perfect, it will be like the present. We'll just have the active and then the middle passive form. So for the present, we have ein, esthai as the two endings for the infinitive. The second aorist is ein for the active, esthai for the middle, einai for the passive. The first aorist follows that same form. For the active, we have I. For the middle, we have asthai. And for the passive, we have einai endings. And then finally, for the perfect, we have the active form, nai, and the middle passive form, sthai. So the chant by itself is as follows. Ein esthai, ein esthai einai, I asthai einai, nai sthai. Do that once again. Ein esthai einai, I asthai einai, nai sthai. And the third and final time, ein esthai, ein esthai einai, I asthai einai, nai sthai.